Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Well, if you watched the Big Ten Network's presentation of the Big Ten's new divisional alignments last night, interviewed a number of athletic directors afterward, and that included, of course, David Brandon of Michigan and Gene Smith of Ohio State and Tom Osborne from Nebraska. And the guy that I understand Tom Osborne beat in an arm wrestling match, and that would be Mark Hollis, athletic director of Michigan State. Hey, Mark, how are you?
Good, Jack. How are you doing?
Just fine. It sure looked like Jim Delaney was happy last night. Did he get everything he wanted for Christmas?
Well, I think so. It's set up pretty good. I think as you look through the schedule, it's one of those that every week there's a traditional rivalry game. There's a national game. Just some great, great football week after week. And as you look at those last 4 weeks, you can imagine the intensity as our teams are all striving for divisional titles and an opportunity to play down in Indianapolis. So, you know, I think they did a heck of a job. They have a very balanced two divisions and yet to be named. And we're looking forward to it. It's those first four games are going to be a fun experience for us. But at the same time, I think if you look at the schedule as a whole, it's going to make for some exciting football and some very, 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 very exciting finishes.
Any truth to the rumor that you proposed they be called the Munn Division and the Doherty Division?
You know what? There's been a lot of talk and a lot of speculation, and you know, kind of having a marketing background, I've got my thoughts on it, and we hope to capture some history of the Big Ten, not specific with an individual's name, I don't think, but talking about the legends, the tradition, the legacy of what's made this conference so great in the past, but then taking that and kind of transforming it into where we want to go in the future and something that's attractive to student athletes yet to play in the Big Ten that have aspirations of, you know, of being a Kirk Gibson or being a Gerald R. Ford or others who have been great, great football players in the Big Ten and have gone on to great things in their legacy.
Mark, at what point did it become clear to you that a geographic division that seemed simple to some people was not going to work?
Well, I think it was actually quite early on as we were going through through all the different processes to get into really what team belongs in what slot. And the presidents and the athletic directors started with what's our principles of making these divisions. And we talked about geography. We talked about rivalry games. We talked about geography and kind of put some weight into each one of those and then use those to move some things around. And that's quite frankly where the crossover game came into play in some of these aspects. But I think the divisions ended up being very competitively, you know, when you look over tradition over the last 10, 20 years, are very, very evenly balanced. They have some sense to them from the standpoint of rivalries. I don't think we lost too many of the trophy games along the way. And we're, you know, everybody's pretty pleased about it. It's as we sat there, we kind of etched out where we wanted to go, what was the most important to each of our institutions. And I think most of us are very well pleased. I think they've done some things with the the Wisconsin rotating in the other West schools that help Wisconsin, because they're the kind of the one that was left over by themselves when you factor in Iowa and Nebraska and Minnesota being on the other side. So everybody had a little bit of give and take. Penn State was probably our give because it's a game that's very important
right
to us. But at the same time, it made sense when you looked at the overall picture for the Big Ten. Chicago is one of our highest demand tickets when we go on the road. And
the Chicago game was more of a priority than the Penn State series in your mind?
Well, it's more of a priority for our fans from a perspective of buying tickets because it's by far our highest demanded ticket.
Yeah.
You know, with the exception of Michigan, every year. So you got to listen to where people want to go by where they like to travel to. And I guess now they have an opportunity to go down to a little Thanksgiving shopping in that first year and enjoy that. But it's, you know, I kind of listen to there, and I also think it's important for us to get into that Chicago media market,
right,
and have that opportunity. So that's a lot of recruits there. It was it's a positive for our program in so many different ways, and that's why I place the value there. I listen to fans, I watch the media, and, mm-hmm. and you know that there's recruits down there. So
yeah.
Important to Michigan State, absolutely. Wanted to play Michigan in the division just to lock that in. It also allowed them to cross over with Ohio State.
Did you want to play Michigan in the 12th game?
No, that was really never a discussion.
Okay.
It's you know, I think when you go through schedules, there's where you sequence games is sort of important. That's when you look at our first
right.
four games, you know, from an athletic director's perspective, that's not necessarily the best sequencing
right.
of those eight games, because it doesn't really get. It's kind of like the basketball schedule we had the year where we played Kentucky down at the at Ford Field. It's there's no breath, there's no
sure.
No chance for recovery other than the bye week.
Right.
So it's you know, it is what it is, but it doesn't give your team that sort of up and down
mm-hmm.
sequencing of games that you would desire in a perfect world.
Right. One of the things we heard a lot of today, Mark, and maybe you can dispel this problem, maybe it isn't a problem, but some people said with that run of games with Ohio State, Michigan, Wisconsin, Nebraska, group there in a five-week span, there's a bye week in there between Ohio State and Michigan the first year. In October, it left Michigan State without a compelling season-ending game, and with deer hunting and bad weather and things like that, playing Penn State at the end or playing Michigan at the end or something else might have been preferable.
Not necessarily. I think you look at, you know, you want to look at each week and you want to have big key games, especially throughout the whole season.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we didn't view that as a high priority
okay.
of that last week had to be a really special game. We look throughout the year. I think, you know, going to a football game here in mid to late October is extremely
right.
attractive,
right.
Sometimes better than the snow flying sideways and some of those games you get. So, you know, I'm a little disappointed that we're not playing Penn State. I do appreciate and enjoy that rivalry, and it's not to say we're, you know, they're sitting on the shelf for 2 years, but you know, that is what it is. I think
they'll be playing them in 2013 for all we know.
Likely. I mean, there's Penn State, Purdue, and Illinois are all
right.
on the shelf right now, so two of those will rotate
right.
in 2 years. And
right.
But it's you know, I like where we're at.
Right.
I like the 2 years that we've got scheduled so far, and I'm looking forward to see where this goes, you know, into the future now. And it's
right.
it's going to have an impact. There's some discussion about nine games.
Right.
And
hey, Mark, thanks so much. We really appreciate it, and we'll talk with you soon. Brian Calley up next, GOP Lieutenant Governor candidate.